Officials from Zambia have been visiting the United States this week in an attempt to solve a life or death issue in their country. The government of the Southern African nation is refusing to feed its starving population American corn. The issue is that the corn has been genetically engineered. Zambians worry about the impact of this typical American food on the health of their people and the health of their agriculture. NPR's Richard Harris has more.
Drought in southern Africa has left 13 million people hungry and at risk of starvation. 3 million of those people are in Zambia, where hunger is already a reality. Sidi Mohamed Jawarawa was just there on behalf of Oxfam International.
I visited four families where farmers with their children were going about 3 to 4 days without any food. And the little they could get together, they will give it to the children, and then the adults will just go hungry.
This is not just because of the drought. 15 million metric tons of American corn sits in warehouses in Zambia. It's locked up by the Zambian government. Last week at the World Summit on Sustainable Development in Johannesburg, Zambia's president, Levi Mwanawasa, said he was outraged to discover this summer that Zambia has been receiving genetically modified corn for the past 7 years, and nobody told the government. Nobody gave them a chance to say no. He's not satisfied that biotech corn, which Americans eat in abundance, is really safe.
The mere fact that so far no harm has befallen any of our nationals is no reason why we should say, well, since we have already tested poison, we might as well continue testing it.
The Zambian president may use that argument to explain to his people why he's withholding the corn. But concerns in his government actually run deeper. At the top of that list is the worry that American corn, intended for human consumption, will be planted and then breed with Zambian crops, creating inferior strains. In a taped conversation with Oxfam, Zambia's agricultural minister, Mundia Sakatana, laid out his concerns about genetically modified organisms, GMOs.
The risk we are now running is that Europe will not accept our exports, because Europe will not accept any export from a region that tolerates, that allows GMO. It would be the end of this country. We would be beggars all the time.
But that's not really the issue either. Zambia doesn't export corn, and Europe grows its own. The sticking point is that Zambian officials feel they weren't given a choice about whether they could develop a GMO-free crop if they could eventually grow enough corn to export. Joachim von Braun is the Director General of the International Food Policy Research Institute.
It has given some people in Africa the impression that the food aid donor countries in North America were trying to push a GMO agenda through the unfortunate window of opportunity of hunger.
And he says aid agencies were slow to recognize this issue, so a bad situation became worse. Von Braun hopes that meetings with Zambian officials in Washington can at least clear up factual misunderstandings. For example, Von Braun says that American corn, whether genetically modified or not, isn't likely to survive in southern Africa, so corn imports aren't a threat to Zambian agriculture. The corn can also be ground into flour, so it can't be planted. That's what Zimbabwe is doing. And aid organizations hope to provide native seed to farmers, so they aren't tempted to plant the corn that is given as food aid. Pat Carey from Care USA says that's part of a longer-term strategy.
In the future, it might be possible to order food that is non-GMO, but the earliest that could arrive would be December.
But Carey says Zambia can't wait those 2 months. There's only a 2-week supply left of non-GMO corn in Zambia.
The interruption of 2 months could actually tip children over into severe malnutrition and even face the possibility of death in some cases. These kids have very little edge left, from my observation.
Carey was in Zambia earlier this week. He saw not only hungry people, but some public protest. Zambians know that there is edible food locked away in warehouses. The question is whether the issues of national sovereignty and national pride can be resolved back home as government officials sort out the scientific issues during their visit to the United States. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.